Yeah, I was requesting Pastor Paul if we could stop a bit and just try to process it a little bit and bring it to the ground and see how we can actually apply some of these things.
Yeah, maybe so. It was too much, huh? I've never taught this before, so it's my first time. I haven't looked at that Buckingham speech in years, so I didn't even know I had that stuff. So this is all, we got this yesterday. Put this together yesterday. So.
But it was huge. I felt so much of it's already readily applicable. We just have to process.
So what would you suggest then, Carlos?
Well, first thing I'd suggest is, because we all work with teams, and we all lead to a certain degree, whether we're volunteer teams or, and we're under leaders in teams. And I think the natural tendency for every individual is very typical what Jesus taught. We look at the speck of dust in other people's eyes, and we immediately read through this and look at whether we're being led in a way that is building trust, showing compassion. And that's fair, and I think it's a valid thing. But for our purposes here, it's really to grow us and really what's within our capacity to control are our attitudes and our approaches to the people we influence, whether that's leading those in our teams and or leading our bosses. So to a certain degree, it would be more of an encouragement, because the application doesn't really just, we don't project our application just to the people that lead us, or, you know, that easy tendency to just think of other people and what they're not doing or what we wish they could be doing instead.
How come no one's showing compassion to me?
Exactly. You know, that it's easier to think that way, and I think the better focus would be really bringing it home to my own situation and my own leadership. Okay. But I guess as we go into the discussion, the easy tendency is to just look at other people's leadership, and the harder part is to consider our own leadership. So I wanted to start it off, I guess, with that caveat. So.
But you didn't tell me what you thought we should do now.
Now, I was proposing, like I said, I was proposing working through the idea of successful leaders. And to just work through before we apply it in our themes.
By work through, what do you mean? How will we work through?
Like talking to one another, whether we currently feel, if we were to actually evaluate ourselves with these four, before we actually work on the themes on how I can do this better, but maybe get a dipstick of where we're at right now, you know, working with a group of people and just talking about our current situation. Here's our leadership context.
Yeah.
You know, here's our leadership context. And right now, I'd probably give myself on a score of 1 to 3. Build trust, I'm probably 1. Why? And then we can go through that before we go into the actual application.
So tell us what to do.
Can we go? Does everybody feel, is that worth taking the time going through that? So
how are we going to do that?
We normally break it up. Two tables, we try to do two tables, but if the conversation's gonna be too long, we just do it by table. Unless there's like only cricket, in which case she joins me. So at least 3 per discussion.
And I wonder if male would be more comfortable. Like, could Edwin come up?
We can do that. Jay can talk with Jerry and Janice. Evelyn can flip with Ade.
Okay, so tell us exactly what we're doing.
So Edwin's joining us.
Yeah.
This seems together.
Right.
Evelyn probably can join Janelle. Yeah. And Ade can join. Yeah. And then we can just have Jerry, Janice, Charles, and Gans join together. And Yvette, just join along me here. This side. Okay.
And so now exactly when we meet, we're going to do what? We're going to look at 1 through 4.
1 to 4. Rate yourself.
And we're going to evaluate ourselves and get some feedback. And I think this and maybe that.
Yeah.
And do we want conflict? I mean, do we want people in the group to help challenge us a little bit? Like,
I guess it's more discovery. Here's where I'm at, why I think that is. And then when we go into the themes, then we can think of actionable items, right? So it's more discovery.
So this is more an opportunity to talk about these 4 things in our life and what needs to be improved, et cetera.
Yeah, so we're not completely thought through. But
let's start.
Great.
Go.
So
start talking.
What's our criteria? High, low, good, needs improvement.
Yeah.
Something easy. We're good at it. We need improvement.
1 through 5.
Yeah.
5 being the highest.
Yeah, five's the highest, yeah. One's the lowest.
Okay,
so.
Great. Thank you.
Let's wrap it up. Just stay where you are, though. All right. Put the brakes on. Okay. Well, let's have some comments about what we discussed. I'm going to start over here with this group. You already have a mic. Who of this group, under Build Trust, who scored better than average? May, put the microphone in your mouth there. Go ahead, talk.
Actually, it was funny because the way I assessed myself as a leader is extremely different from how the three of them
talk
assessed
about that.
Me. Because I'm a maximizer responsibility, so I'm always so hard on myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm hard on everybody else. I have very high expectations.
Yeah, because of that. But the group, what did the group tell you?
That it's contrary.
Contrary?
That they say that I'm able to build trust with people. Probably because of the maximizer theme, I just need to be more deliberate in showing compassion. But they say that I'm able to communicate that compassion. It's just that that's where the work
we're talking
ends.
About
but,
trust.
Yeah, sorry, but
right.
Just building trust.
Yeah.
That they say that my staff are able to. They know that they can trust me.
From the other members of the group, take the mic, Cricket, for example. And what do you think is a specific talent or skill that May has that enables her to build trust with her team that you've seen?
Well, because character-wise, she's very transparent.
Transparent. Okay,
so
transparency,
Because she's very transparent and she's competent. And when she makes mistakes, she also says, hey, I think I was off there. Let's do it this way. That's why I feel her team is really trusts her with their job and their with their personal lives.
It's great.
So I told her when she said that I needs improvement. I said I disagree.
Yeah.
I think you're high in that. So anyway.
A lot of thoughts from that. Think about this for you as individuals. Obviously, being transparent is an important trust building quality. Now, based on the way you're wired, think about your themes. How can you be more transparent with your team based on the way you're wired? All right? Now, for some people, that might come easier. For others, it might be more difficult. But just think about your themes and what is one or two specific things that I could start to do that I have the ability to do because of the way I'm wired, that would begin to communicate more transparency to my team. As you think about that, see, I think what we're going to do is the assignment that we had here, I think we're going to give that to you as homework. I think this is going to be better, something that over the next week or so, you have an opportunity just to take a few moments into your devotions to think through each one of these, so that I think it'll be better for you rather than rushing through it. But that's one you could think about, because transparency builds trust. Clearly, all the indicators show. As long as you're not overly transparent, right? That actually works against trust. Makes people uncomfortable. But the right level... The right level of transparency, how can I display that more to my team in a way that's unique to me? Okay? Great thought. Okay, let's go to the back table. Who did pretty good on... let's stick with trust. Just somebody pick up a microphone or something. Somebody, just.
They don't want to talk. But two of them ranked trust, so you can pick one. Either Janice
Tell
or Charles.
Tell me who I can pick. Give me my choices.
Janice or Charles.
Okay. C comes before J. Charles? Talk to us about this.
Yeah, build trust.
How do you build trust
I think
with your team? What's one thing that you do that you think actually builds trust?
I'm in Malate, I'm really a reliable person. Not
reliable.
To be arrogant about that.
No, that's okay.
So there are times Pastor Nixon would just approach me or our worship services because I could get the job done. And on top of that, I'm also a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
And that's how I build trust. So
right.
When they need something right now,
yeah,
I could deliver or I could delegate.
Great.
That's how I inspire trust for them.
That's great. Let's think about that, because reliability is certainly something that builds trust, right? How can you communicate reliability, be more reliable based on the way you're wired? Okay? So for some of you, it's easy, right? You've got responsibility. It just comes natural to you. For those of us who... responsibility is number 34 in the theme list. It's a little bit more difficult, right? How do I create that? But how do you produce reliability based on the way you're wired? Because that'll build trust. All right, pass the microphone to the next group right here. Thank you, Charles. You did well. Okay? Build trust from this group. Who's Pam, you've got the mic, so... Sorry, it's sort of like one of those games when the music stops, who's ever left holding the mic. Pam, how do you do, building trust, what do you think is the best thing that you do that helps build trust on your team?
That hasn't been said.
What do you think?
Well, it's the same thing. It's transparency. I'm very vocal. I'm very open to... just going straight to the point, going to the person, and then I'm not sharing it. Sometimes what I do is when somebody did something wrong, I don't share it in front of everyone, especially if it's a big miss.
Yeah.
I go direct to that person and then, hey, this is what happened, and I think this is... So I'm vocal about the things that I'm thinking of. I'm very transparent with
that. But I don't know that if that's transparency as much as what you're really talking about is confidentiality.
Yeah.
So people feel that you're not going to expose them in front of others. So that builds trust, because they know that if there's something wrong, that you'll talk to them in private. So that's another great characteristic that builds trust, confidentiality. How can you, based on your themes, the way you're wired, how can you communicate more confidentiality? How can you build that in your life based on your particular themes? Something to be thinking about. Excellent. Thank you, Pam. Can you pass the mic up, or I'll just hand it to this group right here? Who wants the mic? You know you do. You know you do. Go ahead, Chris. You know you want the mic. You know you want the mic. Go ahead, Chris. Talk to us about building trust. What is something that you do, you think, that helps build trust among the people that look to you?
I think out loud. I mean,
you
I
think
share,
out loud.
I'm very honest with my thoughts about how the workflow happens, how I feel about things, if I'm excited, if I'm not.
How does that build trust?
It's more of the honesty factor.
Okay.
They know I have nothing to hide from them. If I get excited about an idea, I bounce it off. I ask their opinion about it.
Huh.
So I think it builds trust, because they know what I'm thinking and they would understand how I would feel about certain things. So I'm
What if you're thinking bad?
I tell them also. But hopefully in the nicest way possible. So I dialogue with them and I tell them, I feel like we have to get better at this area. Because I don't think I can even work well if I'm hiding something that would matter so much to them. And that would make them... I don't want people to keep guessing about how to talk to me, about how to do things, or even how to relate with me. I want them to be confident with me. Like they can approach me anytime.
Yeah, so I would describe that as people know where they stand with you. They don't have to guess. Is Krish mad? Is she happy? Am I doing well? So that builds trust when people know where they stand. A few things for me are more frustrating than not being able to read a person, not know how do they feel about this and what we're doing and how I'm doing. So that builds trust with people when they know where they stand. So how can you increase your ability to build that kind of trust because people know where they stand with you based on the way that you're wired? Does that come easy to you because of a particular theme? Or maybe is it difficult for you because of particular themes? And what can you do specifically? Excellent. Carlos, how about your group? Who's going to talk here? Dexter has been chosen. You are the chosen one. Dexter, talk about building trust. What do you do that builds trust?
I'm just pretty open.
Get real specific for me. Like, give us an example. Like, what are you talking about?
People can just talk to me and give me input and maybe just like Krish. Tama ba? Krish, yeah. They can just talk to me and they can even correct me on the spot, and I wouldn't even mind about it. I'll take it every like a grain of salt all the time, and such that when it's my turn to talk to them, they know that I'm real, I'm genuine to them.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it.
Good. Now I'd call that approachability. So are you communicating? This builds confidence when people feel like you're approachable. If there's something you did that bothered them, they feel like they can talk to you. And so how do you build approachability? How do you communicate that kind of confidence to people that they feel like if it's an issue that's bothering them, they can talk to you, even if it's personal, something that you did, or maybe a way that you failed or let them down? And how can you communicate that and build that trust based on the way you're wired? Excellent. Great. Okay. Ladies, who's going to grab the mic? Go ahead,
Hello.
Carol. Talk to us. Build trust. What do you do?
By giving them an all-out support, meaning if they allowing them to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And even if they make mistake, just giving them that it's okay. We'll have your support. We'll cover you on these things. I mean, it happens. You know, finance is processing, so it really happens. So sometimes. They have this responsibility that they cannot take, you know, allow mistakes on their own. So we just encourage them that it's okay.
It's great. So. Yeah. What do we call that? Give me a one word or a little phrase. What is that? Support, yeah. But really it's covering a person's failures, covering their weakness, right? If they don't perform, they don't feel like they're going to be...
No, it's not they don't perform. By helping them...
To perform.
Yeah, or leading them in a way that the right way to do it. So
providing the kind of support. Yeah. Great. Last group. Talk to us. Pinky, I want to hear from you.
We rated ourselves individually. I think I rated myself the lowest compared to them.
Okay.
I feel like I could really work on this area.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like with HR, you're always playing catch up. You know, it's like HR is always evolving. So in terms of the competence, it's something, it's like, you're always in a race. It's like you're always playing catch up. But the other areas where I feel I could develop it further is what Carol mentioned, covering their back. Not that they're not performing. Because you have good performers in a team, but sometimes when they make a mistake, I'd like to think I'm able to communicate with them that, look, I'll cover your back.
Yeah.
Let's be very transparent. Where are you weak at? Where are you having, you know, difficulties in? Be very transparent with me. I'll cover your back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave you midair, something like that.
Yeah. Excellent. Let's, instead of just focusing on show compassion, because there's just a few minutes, let's go from table to table and just pick one of the other three. So since the microphone's there, somebody else at that table, grab it, and yeah, no, you can't pass it once you own it. It is yours. Look at the other three: show compassion, provide stability, create hope. Janelle, what do you think? What are you best at of those three that are remaining? What are you best at?
Can I just say what I need to work
in? No, what are you best at? This is a strength base.
I guess provide stability.
Provide stability. Yeah, what do you do specifically that you think provides stability?
Because I work a lot with volunteers mostly.
Volunteers,
yeah. And leaders and ministry heads and all that. And because our local church, in a local church setting, it changes every time. There are decisions. Of course, we plan ahead. Yeah. We make necessary steps to execute the plan excellently. But of course, there are changes that happen, especially when you, of course, for example, in a Sunday service context, like preaching, for example, we prepare for it and everything is tied together from music team to the PowerPoint to everything. It's all connected to the message. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the message changes in the morning of Sunday, and then a song gets played and everything. And people, of course, they prepare, and on the volunteer's end, oh no, we're not going to be able to do it excellently. And of course they feel bad because it's not going to be the best, right, for them. And
so what do you do? What
I
strength
end up
do you have that
provides stability in that sense? Because I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. If you can do it, that's fine. If not, we'll just stick to the original plan.
Well, what is it about you? What specific strength
do
you think you have
that
produces stability?
Harmony. That's my first theme.
So how does your harmony theme help provide stability?
I try to make both ends meet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And if it can't be done, then I'll talk to the pastor in charge, and I'll say, we tried, but it can't be done this way.
Yeah.
It might compromise the what's going to happen. So,
excellent.
There.
Great. Pass that mic up to this next group. Karen, go ahead and grab the mic. Which of the three remaining do you think you're the best at?
I think to show compassion.
Yeah.
Because in our team, The people that we work with, our staff, I think that they can just go to us and tell us things about their personal life. We ask them stuff, and then they tell it to us, and they trust us about it also. But at the same time, we were able to balance. If they're working too much, or if we see that they need some rest, we deliberately ask them.
You keep using plural pronouns.
Yeah, because I work with Pinky. So, sige,
I want
singular
you to
naman.
Talk. You.
Okay, just this week, I asked Lara. That's hypothetical, si Lara. I asked her, Lara, can you come to the office, please? And then I asked her, how are you doing? And she said, I'm okay, Miss Karen. Are you tired? Yes, Miss Karen. So, what are you doing about it? I got some rest over the weekend, and then, sabi ko, is that it? Is that enough? Sabi niya, I haven't recovered yet. Okay, if you'd like to have a leave just for one day so that you can rest, that should be okay.
Wow.
And then she said, I'll think about it.
Girl, you should have taken it right then.
So
what, what strength in you enables you to show compassion? Why does that come natural? Why are you strong in that?
I think my developer theme is there. If I see them, if ever they make more mistakes, or I think that they haven't got enough sleep, so I think that to develop them further, I think that they should take that rest.
Yeah, great. Excellent. Well done. All right, next group here. Edwin, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, for me, it's about providing stability.
Provide stability.
I think one of my team is deliberative. So
deliberative. Yeah.
Part of it is that I make it that my team knows that I'm in charge. We can redirect things. I can direct things. So when they go to me, I think I'm reliable, dependable, and huggable.
You are.
Bro, pahag naman,
so
bro.
You are so cute. You're squishy.
No, that's Vijay. That's Vijay's more harmonious. So basically, that's it.
Oh, that's funny. All right, this group here. Apparently, Adet, they want you. Which one that's remaining do you do the best?
I'd like to think. I think.
What do you want? Which
provide
one?
Provide stability.
Provide
but
stability.
I'm not huggable.
You're not huggable. So you would like to hope it show compassion, right? Yeah,
sana
but it's not. Yeah. Okay. Provide stability.
Yeah, in terms of letting people know how important they are in the team, especially in times when there are a lot of things that we are doing. Sometimes I really have the tendency to. It's a deliberate effort on my part to tell them that they are much more important than what all of the stuff that we're doing.
But that show compassion.
A little.
Maybe you're more huggable than you think.
I struggled saying that I am able to show compassion because it is really a deliberate, conscious effort on my part.
Yeah, but you're doing it. What theme do you think enables you to do that? Why do you do it?
Relator,
yeah, that would be.
Could be.
That would be it. Excellent. Next group. Give that microphone to Gigi. She loves to talk. Which one that's left do you think you do the best?
Provide stability, maybe. Yeah.
You're not sure?
No.
You're a little unstable about whether you provide stability or not.
No, I think provide stability because I'm more of like an even-tempered person.
Yes.
And, you know, in this ever-changing ministry, you know, with all the strong leaders that we have, so I just have the ability to.
How do you do that?
I think. It's
I mean, we'd all agree that that's what she does, right?
Yes.
No surprise. What ability enables you? Why are you? Why do you do? How do you do that?
I'm not sure. Are you asking the themes? Because I don't.
I'm asking you. No.
Okay. I don't know. It's just. For me, it's like when you say, okay, this is what they're going to do, okay, let's just do it like that. It doesn't really faze me. It's more, I guess, maybe arranger. It's like, okay, that's what they want. So then, you know, okay, so then this person has to do this. We have to get this. It's just. It's
what
like,
specific skill do you think that you've developed that enables you to provide stability? It's okay. We got time.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. To provide stability. I guess, like I said, more my natural bent, my personality.
Yeah, but that doesn't help us. What skill have you developed from those strengths that we can learn from?
So I don't get worked up on things like okay, this is like really different from what we talked about. It's like, okay, are you sure that's
But what skill do you have that enables you to not get worked up?
You control your emotions a little.
Okay, yeah.
Don't let it like.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah. So even like your initial, and it's like, gosh, you know. But, you know, it's like, okay. So I guess I don't say everything like that. Yeah.
So when you're talking to me, you're not saying what you really want to say.
Yeah, it's like there's like so many things going in my mind. And so I try to filter first. And then what's the right thing to say at this time so that people don't you know, get, you know, unnecessarily worked up or frustrated, you know, with a certain thing.
Great.
So I think it is a very deliberate effort.
Excellent. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back at 11:05. 11:05. Miss Carol, we're okay. Oh, can you stay in your groups? And Charles, turn off all our electronics. Just because it's below the table doesn't mean I can't tell that you're texting. Stay in our groups. Let's do some case studies. I want you to turn to case study. Do the strength-based leadership case studies. Okay? And we'll work in our group here. So we want to do the first one. First one. Ronell, are you with me? You see where I'm reading?
How do you address?
You got me?
Sorry.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Everybody there? You're not there. Nope.
No.
Is that right? How would you address? Thank you. Yeah. How would you address the following situations given the staff members' themes? All right, here's a totally hypothetical situation.
Yeah, I don't know anybody like
this. Ronell, is that a boy or a girl's name?
Boy.
Boy, okay. Ronell is your newest staff member, having just joined your team in the last month. He has the following themes: achiever, command, belief, discipline, focus. Is he human or is he a machine? It's clear from the beginning that he likes to take charge and be in charge. Unfortunately, the rest of the team see him as bossy and are starting to avoid having to work with him. However, there's no denying that Ronell is passionate about work and is effective in getting his tasks done. How will you lead Ronell? How will you manage the rest of your team in relating with Ronell? So go ahead, begin to discuss with your group, what are you going to do with this bossy but highly productive staff member? Cricket, who's the spokesperson in your group? Okay, Cricket is apparently the spokesperson. All right, we'll focus on Cricket now. So, Cricket, what did your team decide needs to be done with Mr. Ronell?
Actually, when we were all discussing, we all said that we will talk to the Ronell as an individual.
Okay.
And talk to him about praise him for his hard work and all that, but actually tell him that he has a dark side. And sometimes this dark side overpowers his peers. Instead of it becoming productive, it becomes counterproductive.
Okay.
So a way of doing it is we decided that we were going to give him, because if he's achiever focused, we're going to assign him maybe a project wherein it's not his personality, maybe something fun, like, oh, you're in charge of the Christmas party activities. And because we know that's not his theme and all, he will have to deliberately work with his team to come up, because he's an achiever focused, you know, that to come up with answers. But he cannot do it on his own. So it will force him. And also we were planning to have a strength finder discussion as a team, so that to help in the team building, you know, quarterly team building activity.
Wow. I don't know how to think about that. So I like the first part. That's good. I'm a little confused about the second part. So we're going to give him a task that he's not strong in.
Yes, because that will force him, because of his achiever, it will force him to seek help from the others. You know what I mean? To be able to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, because I'm an achiever, so I know that. To be able to achieve, and if it's my weakness, I will seek people to help me achieve that. So I will appeal to that strength of his to get him to seek others. So actually, it will force him to relate to his other teammates.
Okay.
And I will do the strength finder thing to get the others to understand Ronel.
Okay. Pinky, what are your thoughts about that? Hand her a microphone.
I'll just sit down with him, Ronel. You're not the boss. No, I'm just kidding.
From one confrontation to another.
I do not agree. I just have to say I do not agree with giving him the task of coming up with overseeing the team that will handle
party,
the Christmas party.
Yeah.
For one, a major blooper in that is going to affect the rest of the organization.
Okay.
It's not just one small team. You'll have representatives from
That's painful.
You'll have representatives from other departments, so
keep going.
I don't agree with that. However, I would most probably give him, a small scale project that would make him feel like he is in charge, something he is really good at, and something where, it's clear with the rest of the team that he is the one who is skilled and gifted in that area. Small scale. Minimal damage.
So you like the idea of giving a project. You think the scale is too big, maybe, because it affects too many other people. And you would give it to him in an area of strength.
Yes.
Which is opposed to their sort of plan is to force him to need others. You don't like that idea.
No, he will still need others. Prior to that project, I will have a one-on-one with him.
Yes.
I will sit down with him, and I will capitalize on the fact that he has belief.
Okay.
And that belief would somehow hit on other areas like teamwork, the value of working with a team.
We hope.
Unity. Yeah. I'd capitalize on that.
Okay.
Sell it to him, and then capitalize on the fact that he could be focused, and I'll challenge him.
Yeah.
To win the rest of the team, one by one. How do you think you can win them?
Okay.
But I still will give him a project that would make him
feel
like
the project idea.
He's in charge.
All right, Cricket and team, what's your response?
Okay.
You capitulated too easily. You don't want to fight?
Well, the thing about...
You must not really believe in
your plan. Actually, the reason why we were saying that we wanted to have the strength finder before actually the project is because then we are hoping that by the time that they will kind of, understand each other. Because... When I worked with a lot of volunteers before, they have different strengths and different, but they're all volunteers.
Yeah.
So in what I've experienced, after you've talked to them and made them go through a team thing, when you see that somebody kasi has usually a leadership, I mean, no matter what, it comes out, that command and all leadership. But I would put them in a place where it's not their element. Because by doing that, it forces the team to actually gel. Because he's not working on his superpower ability, but he will have to draw.
But you're trying to make them strong through a weakness.
Well, in a way, actually, because I found that when I do that, they don't rely on themselves. Because this super command achiever, all this super focus, discipline, they're usually people who can work alone. without a team.
Right.
So, but if you give them somewhere where they're strong, they will just, they won't need these people. They'll just put their name there, but they're not actually doing the work.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But if you put them in a place where they want to achieve and yet they know that they can't,
okay,
then it will force them to draw help from the
So you're not giving up on your plan?
No, no, no. Okay. It's just that time is short. We want to hear from others. So I was like, you know, and this is not great, Dad.
Okay.
You know, there's...
Whatever. Okay. Okay. Let's hear from the men in the back. Who's the spokesperson there? Charles, what are you going to do with Ron L?
Yeah. He actually has an...
Take him out back and give him a whooping?
Uh-huh. The five-finger ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
go ahead, Charles.
He's actually an achiever.
Yes, he is.
Is an achiever. So if we sit down with Ronel, it must be communicated in a way that he must be given a challenge to win the trust of the team. So if I just talk to the team without talking to Ronel, then there's no change that's going to happen to this guy.
Yeah.
And there's still going to be walls. So I'm just going around in circles.
Yeah, I can tell. So you're going to have a talk with him.
Yeah.
And you're going to try to appeal to his achiever theme. What else?
Second thing that I need to do with the team is we'll have a 3 or 4 part series of 5 dysfunctions.
Okay.
Because there are certain issues that meeting is really going to address.
I see.
So that's our solution.
All right. Carlos, I can tell you dying to speak.
Yeah. I wrote these, so all of these people live in my brain already. So
you've been hanging out with Ron.
Yeah, the individualization theme's been already fleshed them out, so I already feel for them.
So you know these aren't going to work, right?
Yeah,
you know.
I'm thinking, nah, no.
That's not going to work.
No, but I was thinking the context of the situation was he's a new member. Regardless of whether his themes are whatever, most people won't know him, won't trust him, won't have any, you know, basis for whether they're going to believe him, work with him, like him or not. So one of the first things I do is, in my head, I want to keep him.
Yeah.
And as his manager, I'm already thinking, here's a potential leader who's really going to go the distance, who I want to engage on the onset and interface with my team as soon as possible, because I definitely want his strengths to influence the team. So that's my starting assumption. I don't want to let go of this person.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure this person succeeds. So that's my jumping point. So that said, I'm going to sit him down in the onset and give him a clear goal. For the next 6 months, your job is to win every person of this team over. And just work with him on practical steps. What are some of the ways that you can win this person over? And my particular context, I have individualization. I know the nuances of some of the individuals he's going to work with directly. So I kind of work with them on just on a side goal. The reality is you just kind of plow through people to get to your tasks achieved. And so we're going to work on some of these things, and here's how you're going to be able to win them over. And so that side of the discussion. And I'll appeal to his achiever belief, discipline, and focus, maybe working with a few. You know, we all know this is how we all should be, our common rules across the board, and focus on one or two individuals for the next 6 months who you're going to work with the most. And then I agree with giving him one project, or it's not one of these projects that can be done in a day, but a pretty drawn out 2-3 week project that he's probably going to work on his own more often than not, that his main person that he'll go to would be me.
Okay.
Because as his boss, he won't boss me around. And because it's a solo project, it will help diffuse the sense of bossiness that he tends to come across as when he has to interface with somebody else. So I'm going to limit that until he wins them over.
Okay.
And then at a certain point, I'm going to sit down with the people he's going to work with and individually explain to them, here's who this person is.
Okay.
And here's how he's going to bring so much strength into the team. And here's how I'd love for you to work with me in bringing him into the team. So I'm going to appeal to the rest of my team to win this guy over as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the thought process I have there right now. So.
Thoughts about that is when you look at his themes, you realize there are no relationship themes whatsoever. I mean, he's completely on the right side of the chart. But remember, just because you don't have relationship themes doesn't mean you can't build relationships. It's just how you get there. So Carlos is trying to develop this person. Obviously, he needs to develop his relational skills. See, obviously, he has the kind of focus organizationally to be a productive employee, but the question is, will he survive without people killing him? And so what he's trying to do, and I like this strategy, is trying to develop relationship skills through this person's individual themes. So it might work. Let's do one more. Let's go down to number three. You're overseeing a committee to help plan the office's Christmas party. I don't know how our group over here came up with the idea of a Christmas party, but there it is. Doreen, I guess that's a female, right?
Yeah.
A longtime staff member from another department is one of the staff assigned to the team. You've never worked with her before, but know her to be fun, loving, and sometimes boisterous. You feel her years in the ministry would prove helpful as you plan for the event. At your next team meeting, you felt you got little accomplished because the meeting was spent laughing at Doreen's jokes and silly ideas. Yet you also acknowledged that the morale of the new team was higher afterwards, and the team members were relating to each other better. It's like reading an author. You're always trying to figure out, okay, who did he have in mind when he created this? Is it me, Lord? You're about to hold your second meeting and have several items in the agenda that really need to be discussed and agreed upon. Her themes are woo, positivity, connectedness, ideation, maximizer. How will you handle Doreen leading up to the meeting? How do you feel you can best utilize Doreen given her theme set? Go. Solve Doreen's problems. Go ahead.
This is my past life. Nagbago na ako, Carlos.
Man, I don't understand. Something must be really funny over here. Oh, Edwin?
I just wrote Edwin down and I changed the name. No, I
didn't. Okay, let's try to focus if possible. What are we going to do with Doreen? Myla is our spokesperson.
First,
what is your group going to do with Doreen?
First, we're going to prepare the agenda for the meeting.
Okay.
And then we'll talk to Doreen prior to the meeting, telling her that, Doreen, could you help me out with this? This is your part. And then during the meeting, we'll just manage or give her a portion, like if there's an icebreaker, give that part to her and then go through the meeting.
Okay. Is this going to take care of Doreen? How many feel confident that strategy will solve the problem? Feel confident. Not really sure if that's going to work. Okay, wait a minute, you gotta put your hand up on one of the two, all right? Okay, here, we'll try it again. Ready? You got to put your hand up either first or second. How many of you feel confident that strategy will work? Okay, the whole group doesn't raise their hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay, first of all, that's not raising your hand. That's raising your hand. Great, thank you. How many wonder if that is enough? All right, you didn't raise your hand.
No, I did.
Four?
The first
one. You think it's going to work?
Because that was also what we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, somebody raise their hand. Why don't you think that's going to work? From that table right there, that middle table, someone speak. Or Gans
Hello.
Wants to speak. Go ahead, Gans. Why do you think that won't work? Why that's not enough?
I think that given her skill set, she has an ideation, first of all.
Okay.
That creativity can be utilized in a better way. What we would like to see happen is before the meeting, we'll invite Doreen to already come up with ideas. Her connectedness and her maximizer, we'd like to also ask her to suggest people who she think would be good for those particular ideas.
Okay.
And then we'll have we'll meet up with her before the meeting and go through her ideas.
All
and
right.
then we'll channel in and out. Then after that, we'll select me. We'll tell her about, okay, one or two of these ideas is a really good idea. We'll give you time at the meeting to present them for discussion for the team. And as you present them, I trust that her woo and her positivity will be able to win over the people to those ideas. And
okay.
she'll be able to, and then if they like those ideas, then we already have the Christmas party essentially there. And the details that she's not good at, the ones who have the strengths in the details can work it out.
All right. So you're going to add something to it. Move the microphone up one table. Let me hear from someone at this table.
We almost discussed the same. That
yeah.
First, we have to consider that the working relationship is new with Doreen and us. And also, but we cannot nullify the fact that she did well for what the team needed during the first meeting.
Okay.
But on the first time that we'd like to sit with Doreen, we will not address any personal issue because that's a new working relationship there. But we want to push the ideation button, get to start. These are the things that we need to accomplish for our next meeting. Maybe you can start thinking about these things if you have some things on your mind. And then we will set another meeting before the real big meeting so that, again, we can flesh out what are the ideas that we can already filter, or we can tell her, I think this one we can work on and
okay.
want you to present
yeah.
for with time bound. Like, for example, since our meeting will just run for 2 hours, we would like to give you 10 minutes so that she can...
Good luck on that one. Yeah. Good luck on that one.
And also, we want to sit down with her that our goal is also, for this meeting, our goal is either to come up with a proposal
yeah.
already. We want to bank on her, maximize her too, on working with the people.
Okay. Does anyone think that we're... Yeah, go ahead, Pam or Gigi.
We'll just add one more. We
add
also
it.
Think that since, as the leader of the meeting, that how the meeting will transpire is really on us. Yeah. So if you allow Doreen to take it and just save jokes and silly ideas. So after that, then now I know, as the leader of the meeting, that this is how Doreen works
yeah.
With the team. Then I know that in the second meeting, I'll be more... cautious, I'll be more strict with the agenda. Okay, do jokes there on the side. Okay, but we go to this agenda now.
Yeah. Remember, when you look at this list here, the first meeting didn't go that good. Yeah. Well, it was fun, but she didn't get anything done, which that was the purpose of the meeting. Not to have fun, that's for the Christmas party. The purpose of the meeting is to get something done. So, also remember, Doreen is boisterous. Boisterous. So, nobody seems that they need to talk to her or confront her. she might be new to the team, but she's not new to the organization, right? So this is not just some new person that's coming in, not sure what to do. Certainly, does anyone think that some kind of confrontation or is necessary to, Dorian, we love what you brought, but we didn't get anything done. So can you dial it back a few notches in the next meeting? I'm getting some nods back there. Janelle, Pinky, what do you think?
Yes.
Miss Harmony wants to confront her, huh?
What? I'm sorry, Harmony?
Miss Harmony wants to confront
her.
Yeah,
because I'm also responsibility.
Oh, okay.
So,
you're torn, aren't
as
you?
Much, and I'm also woo. Okay. So as much as I love the fact that, you know, she created, because it's her first time in the team.
Yeah.
So okay, I'll give her that. But I will have to make sure that in the second meeting we really get things done.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna talk to her, aside from my first thought was really to talk to her and say, okay, that meeting was fun. But we need to do this time, and plus you're a leader.
Yeah.
So I need you to help me make sure that these things get done. And parang in Tagalog, lugar lang. How do you say that? know your place and the timing yung of what you need to do.
Yeah.
And I need you to, I'll just say, I need you to help me in this area. That, because we really need to get things done, because we didn't get it done the first time. So we have more things to talk yeah. about in the second meeting.
Because if she dominated the very first meeting she went to, she's going to get stronger for the next meeting. So if there's not some discussion about that, you may have a difficult time keeping control. Thoughts about that? Middle table? Gigi wants to disagree.
Yeah, I disagree, because it says here that she's a long-time staff member, and sometimes my experience with long-time staff members, you can't just say, you know, that you're like this, or you just be like this. You have to win them over, and so I really go more with channeling her energies in a way that will achieve the, yeah. you know, what we want in the next meeting. So I'm not like for head. That could yeah. come later when possibly there's more trust between me and Doreen, and she can, you know, hear me without it. Because what I'm afraid of is if I tell her off at the very start, then I might lose her, or, you know, she's like, oh, whatever, then, you know. So.
Yeah, that.
I agree. just.
You learned that just for her.
Siguro some more thoughts on it.
Go ahead.
I agree with some, but some of the other things that we discussed as a team would also be, like, we all agree that she's a longtime staff member, but this is just for a project base. The team was just grouped, if that's correct. They were just grouped together for this particular project. So we're not into like confronting Doreen or something. It's like, if I am the leader or I'm overseeing this committee, in a way, technically I don't have the to correct her or something, but it's true that we have to channel her energies, not to kill what she's good at. But some of the practical things that we plan to do would be to really, I also agree with Pam, to really, as the leader, to facilitate better, to moderate yeah. the meeting in order for her to, in some ways, moderate what she's saying or her energies. So what we can do is that before the meeting, we already plan out the agenda. And also, for the second or the third meeting, to already assign them to a particular thing. Like, for example, okay, Doreen, you're assigned for the games. There's another person, May, you're assigned for logistics. Chrysler, you're assigned for this. Okay, think of the things what we need for that party or that project, so that they all come prepared, and somebody can already, okay, Chrysler and May know they already need to speak about this, so that Doreen can overpower everyone. And at the same time, when you facilitate, you allow other people to speak. So, all right, Doreen, thank you for that. What do you think about it, May? So in a way, you facilitate the meeting so that we're able to manage her, at the same time bring out all the other people in the team as well.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. I've just been in too many meetings with Doreen. I think y'all are way too naive here, okay? Yeah, we're gonna shut this thing down. But the interesting thing we find in doing these is not only do we approach people based on their themes, but we respond based on our themes, you see? So our approach is gonna be unique to who we are. And sometimes we have the right combination to really connect and help a person. Other times, we don't. And sometimes we make the wrong leadership decision just because thematically, the way we're wired, we're sure it has to be this particular way. And that's why a team will help you manage your themes and look at a situation and get closest to the best possible thing for that person. So I think we're going to end right here. I think we've done enough for the day, got plenty to process, and I want to get Miss Cricket out early so she can have her little group going, and I got to speak all the rest of the afternoon, so I want to get out early too. So that was a good day, huh? All right. Wonderful. Remember, next week, regardless if you were here last week or not, you're still up.
Question, is it alphabetical?
Cricket, do you have a question?
Yeah. Is it
alphabetical or is it random pick? Pastor Paul, is it alphabetical or is it random pick? So we can prepare our hearts.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. It is going to be totally random. I'm drawing names out of a box. So based on who's... Remember, the lot belongs to the Lord. So the first name that gets picked is exactly the name the Lord wants. Absolutely. Okay, Carlos has the 12 indicators of engaged employees, so get one of those before you go, and we'll see you next week. Remember your homework assignment, okay? We're going to check that next week to make sure it was done, so do your homework assignment. Woohoo! Great.